what a movie it was. Jurassic Park. Now, look, this next story sounds like it has Jurassic Park appeal. There's a company in the United States. It's a startup. It's called Colossal Biosciences. And they've announced plans to bring woolly mammoths, or animals like them, back from extinction and into the frosty landscape of the Siberian tundra. They've raised US $15 million in initial funds to support this research. It's conducted by a Harvard geneticist by the name of George Church, who I'm just imagining a character like the bloke played by Richard Attenborough in the films. That's what I imagine that George Church, the Harvard geneticist, looks like. I don't know if they've extracted the DNA from mosquitoes trapped in liquid amber, but there you go. This apparently is fair income. Is it a good idea? On the line, research fellow in biomedical ethics at Melbourne Law School, Julian Copland. Julian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm wondering if it's April 1.
No. This is something that's been interested in doing for quite a few years, but we've reached the point where there's been this announcement. There's a startup company that's received enough funding to get the ball rolling on a de-extinction project with mammoths. So it's an exciting time.
A de-extinction project.
Yes.
How's it work? What are they going to do? How do you de-extinct those species?
Well, in this case, it turns out there's no blood in the mosquito in amber, but there have been remains of mammoths found buried in Siberian permafrost, and scientists have been able to sequence their DNA. And it turns out that their DNA is very, very similar to that of Asian elephants. So the goal is essentially you would take the embryo of an elephant, you would change the bits of the embryo that so that they resemble, you know, where there's a difference between an elephant and a mammoth, you change it to the mammoth DNA, and then you find some way to bring that elephant embryo to term. You maybe implant it in a female elephant, let it gestate and develop, or try to develop technology to allow it to develop outside of a womb.
Okay. What's the benefit of trying to recreate a woolly mammoth in 2021?
One benefit, I think, personally, is that it's quite cool, and I really like woolly mammoths. It would be fun to see them. But the ambitions are a bit kind of loftier than that. So it turns out that since the woolly mammoths have been away, the sort of Arctic landscape has changed quite a bit, quite possibly for the worse. So where there used to be grasslands is now sort of mossy tundra with lots of shrubs. And there's much less biodiversity there than there once was. At the same time, as the climate warms, this landscape is much more sort of susceptible to warming too much and having the permafrost melt and releasing a lot of greenhouse gases. And if we can turn it back into grasslands, then it would help mitigate some of the risks of runaway climate change. So the idea is that we bring the mammoths back. The mammoths quite possibly played a really key role in maintaining the grasslands by fertilizing the grasses with their feces, trampling mosses and shrubs, knocking over trees. Colossal's goal is to release herds of mammoths back into the tundra where they'll be able to fill this role again.
Is it playing God? I mean, sure, what could go wrong?
I think there are all kinds of worries you can have about playing God. I think there are some senses in which we play God all the time. We invent antibiotics. We take vaccines. These are, you know, there are all of these like breakthroughs that we now come to accept and really value that you could have once described as playing God. I do think if you're talking about de-extinction and reintroducing species that have been gone in a long time, you know, you might worry that maybe we don't fully know what the consequences of our decision are going to be. We don't fully know how the animal will fit into the ecosystem that's changed in their absence. But in this case, I think we're talking about an ecosystem that's already quite degraded, where reintroducing the mammoths might actually have a series of, you know, flow-on positive effects. And we've done similar things, not with extinct species, but when we've reintroduced animals that have gone missing in an area, like re-releasing wolves into Yellowstone National Park, where it's actually sort of turned out quite well. It's had all of these positive effects for local wildlife.
We'll wait and see if it works, Julian. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
No worries.